In the adjuvant setting, obviously we have no data, but I feel like that the tumor cells don't care whether they're in an overt metastatic setting or whether they're in the adjuvant setting. Micrometastatic disease is very likely to respond if the mutation is present to a drug like erlotinib. So I would somehow incorporate erlotinib. I would not use it as a single drug, however, because we have data that chemotherapy improves survival, for instance, in stage 2B non-small cell lung cancer. So I would want that chemotherapy there. Right now, however, after chemotherapy in that individual patient, I would add erlotinib probably for a year. When you have a patient in front of you and they're asking for advice, to be disciplined to the point of saying, well, you either go on a study or I'm not going to give it to me is like copping out, not giving the patient really an opinion about what to do. Okay, the opinion can be, no, don't take erlotinib. Well, it would be inconsistent with what I told you about metastatic disease if I didn't give erlotinib in the adjuvant setting for micrometastatic disease.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult because obviously we don't know the answer.
We don't know.
You know, we just have to do the best we can. And this is your best judgment as this person's doctor. But, you know, it's for sure it might turn out that it might hurt in the adjuvant setting.
And if it hurts and it's later proved to hurt, then I'm not going to do it anymore. But I won't second guess myself because I didn't know that it would hurt. It might help too.
Well, the other thing is people always bring up, you know, the bone marrow transplant thing and breast cancer, that whole thing. But I mean, you know, erlotinib is not a bone marrow transplant.
No.